சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
சாப்டர் 11 வெர்ஸ் 27.
வக்த்ராணி தே த்வரமாணா விஷந்தி தம்ஷ்ட்ராகராலானி பயானகானி கேசித் விலக்னாம் தசனாந்தரேஷு சந்த்ருஷ்யந்தே சூர்ணிதைருத்தமாங்கைஹ
Arjuna, seeing the Vishwarupam of the Lord, as he is seeing, he is undergoing different emotions like wonderment, ascharyam, that is the pleasant side of the Lord's creation, pleasing to see the greatness of the Lord. But when you see the other side of the creation, that is terrible, fearful, ugram. Because of that, Arjuna seeing, he is facing that another emotion called bhayam. Why these different types of emotions? Because there are lot of raga dveshas temporarily suppressed in Arjuna, but they have not totally gone because of our own partial vision towards the creation. When I look at the creation, when there are some pleasant objects, I admire, I appreciate, I feel so happy. When the child is born, I am very happy. When the child is playing, I am so happy. When the child is growing and accomplishing, we are so happy. But the other side, when they are growing, there are possibilities of failure. There are possibilities of illness. There are possibilities of a lot of discomforts, either through outside object or through our own body. When that negative side comes, naturally human being is not able to accept it. The mind cannot withstand. It is more painful. At that time, we are not able to accept the creation. The same person who admired at one point of time, the same person criticize or hate the creation of the Lord out of fear, insecurity. These are bound to happen in everyone's life. No choice. Choicelessly we are undergoing that pain. So Arjuna also facing the same problem here. When Lord Krishna showing his other side of his Vishwarupam, he is wonderful, great, glorious, that's okay, fine. But I am not able to accept the Lord as a swallower of everything, as a dissolver, dissolving everything into him. So symbolically presented that as though warriors are entering into his mouth. Warriors are not really entering. It is symbolically picturized. What the point we have to understand, the Lord is presented as the Kala Tattvam. Lord is presented as Kala Tattvam, means it is the Kala which is swallowing everything. The Kala is not separate from the Lord. Bhagavan alone is there in the creation, nothing is there separately, independently. So Kala is the integral part of the Bhagavan. Kala, the time principle, is the integral part of Bhagavan. The fact is, by 12 o'clock, all of us are becoming 1 hour old. By 12 o'clock, all of us are becoming 1 hour old. It is a fact. That is called Kala Tattvam. Kala is always that which swallows, grasps, drags everything into its fold. That is the nature of Kala. So therefore, the Kala as Kala, the time principle, we have to accept as the integral part of this creation. Just as you admire the birth, Janma, we have to accept, we don't ask you, we have to admire the Mrityu, you can accept. You admire the birth because there is a beauty. 6 months baby is so beautiful. You play with that baby. That is creation. Once the creation is there, what is hidden in that? You have to accept the hidden fact. Where there is a manufacturing date, there must be an expiry date. Therefore, that departure, mrityu, is inevitable to this matter which has got date of birth. It has to dissolve one day or other. Since we don't like that, our departure, we don't want to disappear ourselves. We don't want our near and dear also to disappear. They should not go away. So we are very philosophical when it happens to other people, to neighbors, to some other people. Daily we are seeing obituary column. Those who are very rich, they put big photo. Every year they put. Those who are poor, they put only small photo. If they have a lot of property, money given by father, mother to children, they put that photo for a long time. First anniversary, second anniversary, third anniversary also they put. But that some people don't have that much money, or children, those who have received money, they don't put. First time they put the photo, that's all. When it happens to others, we are all philosophers. Okay, it is very natural. How many people are dying every day? No. It's natural. But when it comes to our near and dear, whom I like so much, whom I am attached to them, even I cannot imagine the death, the illness. I cannot imagine what to talk if really happens. I cannot withstand. Nothing should happen to me, nothing should happen to my near and dear. What about others? Ooru korula, yana korula. This is called partial vision. Just like morning clouds you see, today class is there, rain should not come. Some people, not you, some people they do prarthana, rain should not come. Now some people say, I need rain badly. The farmer, the one who is doing agriculture, he need rain badly so that he can put grain, seeds. For his life survival, he is depending on the water. So he is praying the Lord, oh Lord, give me rain. Another person, the marriage function today, oh God, don't give me rain. Then what Bhagavan has to do? Tell me. Bhagavan has to give rain or not to give rain. Both of doing prarthana. This person also doing prarthana. This person also doing prarthana. Whose prarthana Bhagavan has to listen? Bhagavan is impartial. He never see this partial vision of these bhaktas. So Bhagavan, according to their karma phalam, he gives that rain, that's all. So like this, in every aspect we are all partial. Another example also you can see, when we go to Balaji temple, especially any temple for that matter, darshanam sake, you are standing in the queue. Now what is your philosophy when you are in the back row? If I ask you, you want to move this queue fast or slow? If you interview a person who is standing in the queue, 10th row, 4th, like that, he says, queue has to move very fast. And the same person, when he comes near to the God, now tell me, queue has to move fast or slow now? Queue should not move now. Why? Because I want to have darshan of the Lord. That means what? Split personality, double standard. For your sake, one law. For other people's sake, another law. So this is what our vision. This vision is not right vision. This faith on God is a blind faith. This devotion is a blind devotion. We don't want such a devotion, such a faith on God. Because either way, God is not benefited by you. You are also not benefited by God. By blind faith, blind devotion. Because you keep God in trouble. Trouble in the sense, your faith in God is weak. It can shake at any time. And you can criticize God any time. And you blame the Lord. What you are going to do justice to the Lord by your blind devotion or faith? Are you going to get any benefit by your blind faith or devotion? No. You are under the grip of fear more and more. You are not happy. You are always anxious about your future. Therefore, neither you nor the Lord, by blind faith or blind devotion, it is not good. Therefore, Shastra is asking, may you have wise devotion. Wise devotion means accept the creation as it is. How to accept? Health is a part of creation. Illness is also a part of creation. I want to be healthy all the time, 24 hours, 7 days, 24 into 7, 360 days, I want to be healthy. Is it possible? Not possible. I will try my best to be healthy, but if it goes haywire, I have to accept. It is a part of the creation. Failure and success. You cannot be successful all the time. Failure is also a part of creation. Praise and censure, also a part of creation. But very difficult to accept other side. Pleasant side we accept. Health we accept. Success we accept. We welcome. We are happy. But we gloss over, or we do not want to focus on the other side, which are inevitable, choiceless, you have no control, they are bound to come. When they are coming, better not to grumble, murmur, or irritation. Instead of that, okay, this is also a part of creation. Let it pass on, that also pass on. Disease, yes, because I have no choice, I have no control. Failure, that is also part. Censure, avamanam, part of the creation. But mind is not at all ready. Not at all ready. If mind is not at all ready for that other side of the creation, what will happen? there is a lot of fear. When I am not able to accept mentally, my mind becomes so weaker and weaker, body becomes weaker and weaker, and I question why it is like this. The more and more I question, am I going to get solution? Body is going to become weaker and weaker, mind is going to become weaker and weaker, and whole family members are also, disturbed. That whole harmony is disturbed. Non-acceptance. Therefore, intelligence is what? Accepting the fact as it is. That is called mental preparedness. Prepare mentally. Mentally prepare for old age. Mentally prepare for death. Mentally prepare for disease. Anything may come at any time. Anything can happen at any time. I am ready to face. I strengthen my mind by prayer. I want to face it, what is going to come. When it comes, be ready. That is why Shastra study is very, very important to face the life as it comes. The toughest task. Shastra gives that strength, immunization, mental immunization, that what Shastra does. Mental immunization. That immunity ke they give injections, physical body ke. What is the immunity injection for mind? Shastra study is like an injection to immunize your mind, to strengthen your mind. Now Arjuna is not able to accept the other side, dissolution. Bhagavan is following everything. Everybody is entering into his Kala Tattvam. That too Bhayankaram, he is just masticating them and enjoying also. All people are entering. Look into the shloka. Twaramanaha Vishanti. I am afraid of your form when you are swallowing everything. Vishanti, they are entering. Fast they are entering. Twaramanaha, as though somebody is pushing. As though somebody is pushing you, somebody is entering in the Kala Tattvam. Bhayanakani Vaktrani Te Damstrakarani Vilagnaha. Some warriors are stuck between your teeth, protruding teeth between that. They are stuck. What it means? Persons, some people die immediately. Some people struggle years together. Lot of medicines, and that health is going up and down. As though recovered, again it comes out to the surface. Again treatment, again okay, again treatment. This is called vilagnaha anartha. doctor, medicine. Ideda. This is what Bhagavan crushing some people because of their prarabdha karma. You go to hospital and see how people are suffering with umpteen diseases, not one or two. So some people have four diseases at a stretch. Lot of complaints. Each organ has got complaint like that. There are people suffering. So nearest hospital, just to go as a visitor. General ward. Rooms and all, they don't allow you to see the general ward. Just to go. Keep one fruit in the bag. Chumma po mudiyadu. Edho or fruit bag kaiyila vechine. You go and see, give fruit to everyone. You can interview them. What is your problem? You get tremendous vairagyam. Oru vaati poyittu vandha ಬೋದು. ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿ, ವಾಟ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಗೆಟ್ ಅ ವೈರಾಗ್ಯವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಕ್ವಶನ್, ಐ ಗಿವ್ ದ ಆನ್ಸರ್, ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಆನ್ಸರ್. ಗೋ ಟು ಎ ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟಲ್, ಸೀ ಈಚ್ ಪೇಷಂಟ್, ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ದೆಮ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಡಿಸೀಸ್. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ 2 minutes, ಡೋಂಟ್ ಸ್ಪೆಂಡ್ ಟೂ ಮಚ್. ಈಚ್ ಪೇಷಂಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಗೋ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೀ ದೇರ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್, ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ಫಿನಿಟ್ ವೈರಾಗ್ಯಂ. ಓಕೆ, ದಟ್ ಮಚ್ ವೈರಾಗ್ಯಂ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ವಿಲಗ್ನಾಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. ಈವನ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್, ಕಿಡ್ಸ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್. ಐ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಒನ್ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ 6 months ಬೇಬಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಎ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ಸರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಪ್ಯಾರೆಂಟ್ಸ್, ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪ್ಯಾರೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಗಲಿಂಗ್, ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್. ವೈ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ 6 months ಬೇಬಿ ಇಸ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ಸರ್? ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಗಿವನ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಬೇಬಿ? ಯು ಸೀ, ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಡ್ರಗ್ಸ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್. ಕ್ಯಾನ್ಸರ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ಡಿಸೀಸ್. 6 months, ದಟ್ ಟು, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್? ದಿಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್, ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಸೀ ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಡೌಟ್, ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್? ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಪ್ಯಾರೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪ್ಯಾರೆಂಟ್ಸ್, ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪ್ಯಾರೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಆರ್ಥಡಾಕ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೋ ಡಿವೋಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಗಾಡ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಎ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ರಿನೊವೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಟೆಂಪಲ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಗಾಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಜನರೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಜನರೇಷನ್ಸ್. ನೌ ದೇ ಗೆಟ್ ಡೌಟ್, ವೈ ದಿಸ್ ಟು ಅವರ್ ಬೇಬಿ? ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಎ ಗಾಡ್, ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನೇಟ್ ಗಾಡ್? ಕ್ವಶನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್. ಸೊ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಆಸ್ಕಿಂಗ್, ಸಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ಆರ್ ವಿಲಗ್ನಾಹ, ಯು ಆರ್ ಕ್ರಷಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ದಶನಾಂತರೇಶು ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಟೀತ್, ಇನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಟೀತ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಕ್ರಷಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದ ಗ್ಯಾಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುವರ್ ಟೀತ್. ಸೊ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದ ಗ್ಯಾಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುವರ್ ಟೀತ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಕ್ರಷಿಂಗ್ ಅನ್ನ ಇದ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ಟು ಸಫರ್ ವಿತ್ ಎ ಡಿಸೀಸ್. And the psoriasis, you know, psoriasis, one type of skin disease. What is that? Idida dashanantareshu vilagnaha annadiki psoriasis disease. It is a type of skin disease. There is no cure at all. That it is go on increasing, increasing, as though it is, no, gone, but it appears again and again. You see the person suffering. He cannot sleep, he cannot eat, he cannot do anything. Even diseases names itself sufficient for you to not going near to the patient. One type of disease, what type of suffering? If you see, that's all. So each disease is a one type of, you know, crushing. As long as they are not coming to us, fine. When they are to others, okay. But what is the guarantee? What is the guarantee? So that is also a part of creation. Dashanantareshu kechit sandrushyante. Some of them are seen like that. In between your teeth, they are crushed. Uttamangaihi. Uttamangaihi means their heads. Uttamangam is what? Head. Some people's organs, kidney is crushed. Kidney problem, ardham. Some people's heart is crushed, heart problem. In the heart, angirpa, and the vadla. So one organ, Bhagavan attacks. Bhagavan attacks, and then, avunde prarabdha karma attacks there. It is crushed. Either liver, or kidney, or heart. Suddenly, head injury, na. Uttamangam crushed. Head is crushed under the teeth of the Lord means head injury, brain hemorrhage, some tumor in the head. It is called Uttamangam. Swamini, in the slokame podum. In the hospital ke pohave venda. In the slokame podum vairagyathikanna. Uttamangam is the head. How many blood clots, blood clots, blood is not going to the head. Blood is not going to the head sufficiently. So what? So because of that numbness, because the head is on the top, you have to pump, heart is not able to pump the blood to the head. Therefore what happens? Uttamangam is crushed. brain. So body is fully healthy, hale and healthy. Brain damage. Accident la, sudden na, all organs are fine. Something happened to the brain, the jerk la, some point, edo oru fiber, one place la, brain has got affected. Has gone to coma. Whole body is fine. No even scratch after accident. Doctor's surprise. And the family member's surprise. Nothing happened. But patient is almost a vegetable. Why? Uttamangai. Churnitaihi. Crushed in artha. Next shloka. Now he is going to give examples. Not over. Arjuna is giving examples. Two types of death. Natural death and accidental death. Okay. Natural death means what? Smooth, anayasena maranam. Without any difficulty, people smoothly die. But some people die because of their indiscretion, because of their wrong habits, because of their wrong actions. Knowingly, some people enter into mrityumukham. Deliberately, some people enter because of their wrong actions. Some people smoothly sahaja maranam. Sahaja maranam. Ippon the sahaja maranatthikki, unnatural deathikki, enna difference enna? He gives beautiful example. We will read that shloka, 28th.
Yatha nadinam bahavombu vegaham. Samudramevabhimukadravanti. Tathatabhami naralokaviraham. Vishanti vaktranyabhivijvalanti.
This 28th shloka indicates the natural death. In the previous shloka, the word twaramanaha, that adjective you have to connect it to 28th, 29th shlokas. Abhivijvalanti. You have to connect. Abhivijvalanti. Yatha, how they are entering into your mouth, kala tattvam, mrityu mukham, how they are entering. Yatha, just as bahavaha ambuvegaha nadinam samudram eva abhimukha dravanti. Just as the rivers are flowing towards the ocean, natural. Once there is a lot of heat, because of sun heat, water is evaporated. The evaporated water again converted into water. The evaporation, the steam, the vapor is converted into water. In water bearing clouds, through that again rain comes. Through that rain, it goes into streams, different streams. And that streams have got a name, Ganga, Yamuna, Godavari, Krishna, Narmada, Kaveri. All those rivers are nothing but what? Rain water. Because there is slope area, the water is stagnated there. Once that rain water is stagnated, flowing in deep area, low area, we give a name called Ganga, Yamuna, Krishna, Godavari. Where they are going, what is their job? What is job? Going towards ocean. Akashat patitam toyam yatha gacchati sagaram. So the sagaram they are entering. Naturally, you cannot stop, you cannot avoid. So even Ganga, lot of tributary rivers. Ganga herself divides into so many tributaries. And the tributaries, Bhagirathi one side, Alakananda one side, same Ganga has got different names. Ganga, Bhagirathi, Alakananda, whatever may be the name, As long as they are in separate, they have name, separate name and form. You dip in that river. What is that river? Nothing but rainwater. It is a Ganga or Kaveri. Now is the Kaveri, how much water Kaveri? What they are doing, Kaveri, all different forms, different names. Once they merge into the ocean, can you recognize Kaveri, Ganga, Alakananda, Bhagirathi? No name, no form. Separate name, separate river form is not there. Once they merge into the ocean, the Nama, Rupa. Similarly, some people are like rivers, pure. Some people are like Kuvam. Kuvam also flowing towards what? Ocean. Where it can go? It also has to go to ocean only. But Ganga, people give arati, put flowers and take bath. In Kuvam, people close their nose and go away from that. Similarly, people also like that. Some people are very good people and they are also worshipped by people, respected by people. People approach him or her like Ganges, Kaveri. Some people are like Kuvam. No one can go near to them. Some people, wherever they go, they give happiness. Some people, whenever they go away, they give happiness. Like that, good people, noble people are like rivers, and evil-minded people are like Kuvam. All are entering into Bhagavan only. So whatever the difference, names or forms are here only. Once you enter into Bhagavan, all are Eko Devaha Sarva Bhuteshu Gudhahana. That Bhagavan only. It's a natural. This is called natural death. Abhimukhaha dravanti. Just as the main streams, Ambu Vegaha means main streams, swift waters, it moves slow. Bahavaha, many streams, Nadinam, Saraswati, Sindhu, so many, all represents Jivas and Artham. Don't take Nadi and Nadi here. Every Nadi, every river represents one Jiva. Some of us are Ganga, some of us are Kaveri, some of us are Kuvam Chalamate, Venda. Some of us are Godavari like Krishna, like Jivas. You know? We are all merging into Bhagavan, the ocean. Is it proper or not proper? Tell me now. Is it proper? The river has to enter the ocean. Is it proper or improper? Because where from this river has come? It has come from rain. Where from rain has come? From evaporated water. Where from the water evaporated? From ocean. So ocean is the cause. It has got evaporated water and it came into water again. Karyam, river, has to go into Karanam. No, I want to stop. Who are you to stop? It has to go into its Karanam. Karyam you cannot obstruct to be as a Karyam all the time. Because once it has dissociated from its Karanam, Karyam can never be happy. It is limited, it is finite actually. As long as Ganga, Kaveri, Godavari, rivers separately, they are finite. That is why they don't want to stand finitude. They want to merge into ocean. That is why they are going towards ocean. So Karyam has to merge into Karanam. It is not inappropriate, is it not? It is not improper. Rivers has to merge into ocean or not? Kanyakumari, there are many rivers are merging. In Prayaga also, there are rivers, three rivers are joining together and merging into ocean. We are fighting for that. Why rivers are merging in the ocean? It is not good, it is not correct. On the other hand, you go and dip there only. Where the rivers are merging in the ocean, you go and take a bath. Why? It is very much sanctified. It is very much sanctified there. That is what our intention. Yes or no? Like that, why can't we accept we the jivas like rivers merging with the Paramatma? Why you take death as amangalam? Dissociated from Bhagavan, Paramatma, as the Jivatma, I am here. I, the Jivatma, has to merge with Paramatma. You want to go your home or not? You want to go to your home or not? Or you want to sit here only? What is your home, Anna? Paramatma Swarupam. When I am merging with Paramatma, how can I take this death as amangalam? On the other hand, I have to feel happy. I have to celebrate. Yeah, I have to celebrate a function when I am merging with Paramatma. But unfortunately, we are doing what? We are crying. It is wrong to cry. So you have to learn a lesson from this ordinary line, you see. Yada nadinam bahavaha ambuvegaha samudram eva abhivishanti. Vishanti tatha. Similarly, ami naraloka viraha, these heroes of the world of men. Naraloka viraha means, viraha means heroes, warriors. Naraloka means world of men. Naraloka means in this world, human world. Vishanti, they are entering where? You are blazing tava abhivijvalanti into your blazing mouth. Burning mouth. Burning represents kala tattvam. Agni swallows, kala swallows. So that is the significance. Abhivijvalanti is not a verb here, it is a noun. They are entering. What is that? Vaktrani. Your mouth, which represents a fire, kala tattvam, into that they are all merging. Next shloka.
Yatha pradeeptam jvalanam patangaham. Vishanti nashaya samruddha vegaham. Tathaiva nashaya vishanti lokaham. Tava pivaktrani samruddha vegaham.
Now, unnatural death. Unnatural death is indicated by how the patangaha means these flies. You know, the flies, they come in the rainy season, they come especially. And they think there is something to eat. In the light, they think something to eat. And they go on going near that, and they soon die. They lose their wings and they die. Few seconds only they live, and they are crushed by that fire. Like that he shows here. Yatha, just as patangaha, eesal, insects, moths enter vishanti. Patanam gacchanti ityartha. Patanam means downfall and artham here. They are deliberately, wantedly, they take to, they themselves go towards that. So mrityu is coming towards you is different because of old age. Because of wrong habits, drinking, smoking, so many other wrong habits, people going towards the mrityu mukham. Mrityu is coming towards you in the form of old age, that is natural death. In the form of deterioration in the body, it is natural, it's okay. But some people unknowingly, knowingly, they know it is bad habit, drinking is bad habit, smoking is bad habit, and doing lot of other wrong things are also bad habits, it spoils my health. This type of food is also wrong, I should not eat. Therinje. Enna pandra? They go towards mrityu mukham. So what? An early death happens. Instead of living 100 years, 50k all out. That's why early deaths all because of their indiscretion. Indiscretion is the main cause. Once indiscretion is there, death, mouth, in the jaws of the death, these people are deliberately entering. This is not anayasa maranam. And they go, when they are young, they are dying. That's what he says here. Patangaha vishanti pradiptam jvaranam. Just as the moth enter the blazing fire. Pradiptam means blazing fire. Glowing fire. Jvaranam. Fire. Samruddha vegaha. With a great speed. Even though elders are telling, don't do that, don't eat this, don't drink, don't smoke. How long Ayush is there, I'll so long I live. So what, they say like that. As long as my lifespan is there, I live. My lifespan is not going to change by drinking or smoking. They justify their bad habits. Yeah. Ayush irukkuma, athanal irukkuma. Yaar sonna? That is why in our Puranas, Savitri, Satyavan, Markandeya, stories for what sake, you know. Even you can change your lifespan with your willpower. You can change your lifespan with willpower. Savitri Satyavan Kadha is that only. She had changed her husband's lifespan. Yamadharma Raja asked, except your husband's prana, you ask anything. And she asked intelligently, I want children. He said, Tadastu. He said, Tadastu. Gone over. So he has to give Satyavan's life back. See, Markandeya also 16-year-old boy, he has to die. But even Yamadharma Raja could not go near to that Markandeya. When he embraced Lord Shiva, Kala Kalaha, Lord Shiva, how can Yamadharma Raja come near to Shiva? Markandeya with Shiva. So Yamadharma Raja went back. Yamadharma Raja also got failed, no? He also got failed. What these stories tells us, now, your devotion, even Durbala Prarabdha is there, your prayers will work. Durbala Prarabdha, weak Prarabdha is there. Our Prarthana and Prarabdha, tug of war between Prarabdha and Prarthana, ella prapra. Okay, Prarabdha is our Prarabdha karma. Whether prayer works or not, we will get a doubt. Namma Prarabdham thalaiyilathu eppadi irukku appadi nadakkum, prayer pannina prayojanam illana sila per. Illa illa prayer panna kandippa nadakkum nu sila per. What to do now? Not only that, Swamini, you also do prayer for us. Extra prayers we ask from all of them. You do for my son prayer, you do prayer for this and all. Like that we ask. Whether prayer works or not. Sometimes it seems as though working. Sometimes it seems as though not working. Now we ourselves confused whether to do prayer or not. Because after seeing a lot of jatakams after prayers also, maapula kadaikka maatengirade, prayers are not working. What to do? That's why Shastra says prayer works. Where? Na, when your prarabdha is durbala prarabdha, prayer helps you, strengthens your mind. Some prabala prarabdham is there. Prayer neutralizes that prabala prarabdha, the intensity of the prabala prarabdha, bad prarabdha, you don't feel because of prayer. Either way, prayer helps. Durbala prarabdha means prayer changes the prarabdha. It is a feeble prarabdha. Doesn't matter. Your prayer is so powerful. Prarabdha is weaker. that time it will not hurt you. Suppose your bad prarabdha is there, some janma janmas bad prarabdha, what to do? Prayer gives mental strength so that you won't feel that bad prarabdha's attack. So either way, prayer helps us. We should not leave the prayers. It gives mental strength. Therefore, sometimes our children themselves get doubt. Amma, you are doing so many prayers. Why I didn't get seat in that so-and-so college? What do you say? Amma, you have done lot of pujas to that so-and-so temple and that swami. But why is this disease or this financial problem in my house? And they blame the mother, poor mother, pavam. They won't do any prayers and all. Mother is doing for their sake. And they question the parents. And children are in abroad, parents are doing prayer for them. Enna eppadi paarenga indha maadhiri ella varumbodhu namakku ore confusion o confusion whether indha prayer pannanuma vendama nama prarabdham powerful la irukke illa thala eluthu harinaapi harinaapi lalaatha rikita parimaarthum na shakyate ane adhu oru slokam அவனின்றி ஓரணும் அசையாதன்னு ஒரு ஸ்லோகம். இந்த மாதிரி எத்தனையோ கன்ஃபியூஷன் ஆகிட்டு இருக்கோம் நம்ம. ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் வாட் எவர் மே பி த கன்க்ளூஷன்ஸ் கன்ஃபியூஷன்ஸ் லீட் ஏ ஹெல்தி ரைச்சியஸ் லைஃப். தட் ஈஸ் த விசிபிள் பிரமாணம் ஃபார் யூ. லீட் ஏ ஹெல்தி ரைச்சியஸ் லைஃப், தார்மிக் லைஃப். Accept the Lord, the creation, the law, order in the creation. Don't resist. Neutralize your raga dvesha. Don't have powerful raga dvesha. If the raga dvesha irundada, you see with your parvai. No, nammude parvaiyila paapa and raga dvesha rendu, ana oru goggle raga oru goggle vandu indha rendu irukkilla kannadiki. Raga oru dvesham rendu vechinu paathitaana பயம், இன்செக்யூரிட்டி வரும், லாட் ஆஃப் ஃபியர் கம்ஸ். வேண்டாம், அந்தந்த காகுல் எடுத்துடுங்க. இந்த ஸ்பெக்ஸ் வச்சுக்கோங்க, அவுட் ஆஃப் ஸ்பெக்ஸ் ஓகே, பட் த ராகத்வேஷா நோ அட்டாச்மெண்ட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் சர்டன் திங்ஸ், துவேஷா டுவர்ட்ஸ் சர்டன் திங்ஸ் இன் த கிரியேஷன் இஸ் நாட் அ ஃபேர் திங்கிங். தேர்ஃபோர் நாஷாய சமருத்த வேகாக ஃபார் தேர் ஓன் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் they are entering by abusing their own freedom. Abusing their own freedom. This moth is going towards fire because of asha. I want to eat something. What to eat? Fire la enna iruka saapradhukku? What to eat in the fire? But it doesn't know it is a fire. It goes and it dies. Even the jivas, the people also doing wrong things and getting lot of benefit thinking, but they are entering in a bad prarabdha, powerful prarabdha, wrong side they are going. That is why death also must be smooth death. We should not live indiscriminately. We should not abuse our freedom. We should not go to our wrong actions. Knowingly if you go, what type of death you face, it won't leave you. That is why our people say, Raja madri poganum. Raja madri poganum. Raja madri enna artham? Anayasa maranam enna artham. Paavam these jivas enna patangaha because of their pradeepta jvalanam vishamti. Tatha similarly, api lokaha, these people also தவ வக்த்ராணி சமருத்த வேகாக விஷந்தி. தே ஆர் என்டரிங் இன் டு யுவர் மவுத், பிளேசிங் டார்மெண்டிங் மவுத். வக்த்ராணி விஷந்தி வெரி ஸ்பீடலி தே ஆர் என்டரிங். சம் ஆஃப் தெம் ஆர் யங், சம் ஆஃப் தெம் ஆர் ஓல்டு. தே ஆர் என்டரிங் க்ரஷ்டு பை யுவர் டீத் ஃபார் தேர் ஓன் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன். தே ஆர் என்டரிங் மிருத்யு முகம், தே ஆர் என்டரிங். That is what is the meaning here. It is unnatural death in artham. Unnatural. They welcoming their death. They are welcoming their death. They are preponing their death. அதான் ப்ரீபோனிங் டெத்துன்னு முன்னாடி கொண்டு வரான். டெத்து வர வேண்டியது எப்போ 80 100, இல்லை இல்லை 100 வரைக்கும் வேணாம், எனக்கு 50 வேணும்னா என்ன அர்த்தம்? தட் மீன்ஸ் யூ ஆர் நாட் டேக்கிங் கேர் ஆஃப் த பாடி ஹெல்த், மைண்ட் ஹெல்த், யூ ஆர் நாட் டேக்கிங் கேர் ஆஃப் த புருஷார்த்த, தர்ம அர்த்த காம மோக்ஷ புருஷார்த்த, யூ ஆர் நாட் நோயிங், யூ ஆர் லிவிங் யுவர் பாடி வித்தவுட் அச்சீவிங் மோக்ஷ புருஷார்த்த. இட் ஈஸ் ஆஸ் குட் ஆஸ் சுயிசைட், இட் இஸ் ஆஸ் குட் ஆஸ் சுயிசைட். வித்தவுட் ஃபுல்ஃபில்லிங் யுவர் புருஷார்த்தா, டெத் அட் அர்லி ஏஜ் இஸ் இன்ட் நாட் சுயிசைட்? வித் ராங் ஹேபிட்ஸ், இன்டிஸ்கிரிஷன் லைஃப். Therefore, once you live with a lot of greedy, lot of anxiety, lot of stress, you get lot of diseases and you die so soon with anxiety, blood pressure. Ella disease ivanukitte irukum ena ella tappu tappa vaalindutan life ellame ella disease varum ena nimmadhe kediyadu shanti kediyadu eppadi varum eppadi patta death varum. That is why this is suicide, as good as suicide. Therefore, Shastra, Jeevama Sharadashyadam, Nandama Sharadashyadam, Modama Sharadashyadam. Let us live 100 years happily, peacefully. Let us fulfill our Purusharatha. That's why making your life meaningful, purposeful, wonderful is in your hand. That's why Shastra study is compulsory. Understand now, Bhagavad Gita study is compulsory for a happy, healthy living, purposeful living. Otherwise, we make our life meaningless, purposeless. Earning money, constructing a flat, 2-bedroom flat, buying 2 sofa set, and the room ko sofa set, in the room ko sofa set. Our life mission. Enna? Veedu kattaachi, payanu padike vechaachi. Enna pandra? Onnume illa ippo, avladha. Idha life. People calculate their life settlement. What is this settlement? The biggest unsettlement. Unsettled life, they think it is settled. My payan settle aita swamini. Payan settle aita. Ponnu settle aita. Enga settle aita? With unsettlement, lot of unsettlement in the mind, they have settled. Am I wrong or right? With a lot of unsettlement in the mind, they have settled materialistically. That settlement never gives peace, security, happiness. We don't want our children to be unsettled in the mind. Even they are not settled financially, doesn't matter. Even they are not settled at house level or money savings, fixed deposit level, doesn't matter. I don't care. But my children should live peacefully. Mentally, they must have peace, happiness. That is called real settlement. What we are making our children? Settled plus unsettled. Parents do not know what to give for children's settlement. Children do not know what is real settlement. What about elders? Children do not know what is real settlement. And we think that is real settlement. We have given, shown them, வீடு கட்டு, நல்ல சம்பாதிச்சு, நல்ல ஃபிக்ஸட் டிபாசிட் போட்டு, உங்களுக்கு ஃபார்ம் ஹவுஸ் வாங்கி, இன்னொரு வீடு கட்டி, எனக்கு ஒன்று கூட நீ ஒன்று வச்சுக்கோ, இதெல்லாம் சொல்லி கொடுத்துட்டு, இந்த செட்டில்மெண்ட் சொல்லி கொடுத்து, வி ஆர் மேக்கிங் தேம் அன்செட்டில். மென்டலி தே ஆர் டார்ச்சர்டு. Mentally they are peace, lack of peace, no sleep, no peace, no sleep. This is what we are giving elders to the children. No, we should not be like that. We should have to give them happiness, mental settlement, peace, that is important. If we do not know this, we are also unsettled. They are also unsettled. Everyone is unsettled. பதங்க வேகாக அம்பு வேகாக ஆனார். அதுக்கு தான் அது எர்லி டெத்தே கிடையாது முன்னாடி இல்லை, புரியறதோ? எர்லி டெத்துன்னது ரொம்ப ரேர். இப்போ எர்லி டெத்து ரொம்ப காமன். ஏன்னா மென்டல்லி அன்செட்டில்டு. ஃபைனான்ஷியலி செட்டில்டு, மென்டல்லி அன்செட்டில்டு. தட் இஸ் மை சிம்பிள் லிவிங், ஹை திங்கிங். ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் எனி திங். ஐ ஆம் ஹாப்பி with myself. That is the only solution. Atma Jnanam alone is the solution, not external paraphernalia. With having all these things, but no peace mentally, what is the use? What am I going to do with them? But I have mental peace with little possessions. I am so happy, comfortable. So we have to know what is real happiness, real peace. If we won't give importance to this attitude, proper attitude at a proper time, with a proper understanding towards life, life won't come back. That is the warning. அப்புறம் பார்த்துக்கிறேன், அப்புறம் பார்த்துக்க முடியாது. அது அந்த லைஃப் ஸ்பேன் ஓவர் அட் தட் டைம், யூ கேனாட் பிரிங் பேக் த ஏஜ், த டைம், த கேப், யூ கேனாட் ஃபில் அப். தட்ஸ் வை ரைட் டைம் இன் ரைட் டெசிஷன் இன் ரைட் டைம் வித் ரைட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் வித் ரைட் ஆட்டிடியூட் யூ ஹவ் டு கோ ஹெட் இன் யுவர் லைஃப். When the rain comes, only you have to sow the seed. In the May masam, no, when hot irukumbod, I sow the seed. Enna varum? Onnume varadu. And the right time lo thanne you have to sow the seed. You have to protection, you have to give. Ellathukkum or time irukka. Tap your opportunities at the right time, at the right door. Life la appadi dhaan. Ella nam mudichadhukku appuram ayyonu think pannuvom. அதெல்லாம் பண்ணக்கூடாது. அப்படி இன்டெலிஜென்ட்லி லிவிங். 30. லீலிஹ்ய சேக்ர சமான சமந்தாத் லோகான் சமக்ரான் வத நைர்ஜ்வலத்பிஹி. தேஜோபிராபூர்ய ஜகத் சமக்ரம் பாசஸ்தவோக்ரா ப்ரதபந்தி விஷ்ணோ. பை மெயின்டைனிங் தி ஜனன மரண, கிரியேஷன் அண்ட் டிசொல்யூஷன், Lord Krishna says, I am maintaining the cosmic harmony. I am maintaining the cosmic harmony. So I have to align with the principles of the Lord without any resistance. Rain comes, let it come. Thunder comes, let it come. Whatever comes, let it come. It is the order of Ishvara. Who am I to ask? Whether to stop, whether to come. I have no right to question. Therefore, Bhagavan is Dharma Rakshanam is my job. I am doing that here. Dharma Rakshanam symbolically presented all these Rajas, adharmic warriors I am swallowing. Means what? I have come to establish Dharma. Establishing dharma is maintaining the harmony of the universe. That is what I am doing here. You the people, if you don't keep raga dvesha aside, you are only the sufferers. I am not going to stop my creation. Suppose all insects should not die, all animals should not die, all birds should not die, because we don't want to die, no? So they also survive, we also survive. Eppadi irukum? Imagine for a few minutes. Suppose everyone who are all born, not dying. எப்படி இருக்கும்? எல்லாரும் அப்படியே இருக்க, இடம் எங்கே இருக்கு? வேர் இஸ் அ பிளேஸ்? இஸ் இட் அகெயின்ஸ்ட் டு லா? நோ பிளேஸ். ஆல் பேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஸ் இட் இஸ் தே ஆர் தேர், நியூ பேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் கம்மிங், தேர் கிராஷ் ஈச் அதர். கொள்ளு தாத்தா என்ன, கிராண்ட் சன் கிராஷிங் ஈச் அதர் என்ன? குள்ளு குள்ளு தாத்தா, அவன் ஓல்டு, இவன் யங்கு, அவன் வந்து இவன் மேலே இவன் போய் அவன் மேலே விழுந்துட்டு இருப்பான், என்ன ஆகும் தெரியுமோ? நம்ம யோசிக்கவே மாட்டோம் அவ்வளோ தூரம். அதனால் பகவான், உனக்கு தெரியாது, உனக்கு தெரியுமோ தெரியாது, நான் பண்ணி தான் ஆகணும் என்னோட கிரியேஷன்னு. அதனால் லேலி ஹேசே, ஐ எம் என்ஜாயிங் மை ஃபுட்டு. வாட் ஃபுட்டு? ஸோ ஹீ இஸ் மேக்கிங் நான் லாட் ஆஃப் பாயசம் குடிச்சின மாதிரி பாயசம் பக்ஷணம் எல்லாம் சாப்பிடும்போது சொல்லுவான் இல்லையோ அந்த மாதிரி இவர் கூட லேலிஹியசே ஈஸ் லிக்கிங் தட் எவ்ரி ஒன் தட்ஸ் வே தேவதாஸ் ஆல்சோ யூஸ் சம் காடஸஸ் ஆர் கீப்பிங் டங் அவுட் சைட் என்ன பிளட் ஆல்சோ ஸ்டெயின்ஸ் யூ தே ஷோ தட் வாட் இட் ரிப்ரசன்ட்ஸ் காலதத்துவம் சம் லார்ட்ஸ் ஆர் பினைன் அண்ட் ஸோ ப்ளசன்ட் வரதமுத்ரா ஒரு கையில் ஆயுதம் என்னது ஒரு பக்கம் வரதமுத்ரா இன்னொரு பக்கம் ஆயுதம் இதுக்கு இதுக்கு கான்ட்ராக்ட் கான்ட்ராஸ்டாக இருக்கேண்ணா இது வந்து ஐ வாண்ட் டு டூ சிஷ்டரக்ஷணம் துஷ்ட சிக்ஷணம் இது ரெண்டுமே நேச்சுரல் சுவாமி நீ ரெண்டுமே வரதபுத்ரா வேணும்னா எப்படி ஆகும் முடியுமா இதுவும் வேணும் இதுவும் வேணும் திஸ் இஸ் த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் த கிரியேஷன் யூ கெனாட் ஆஸ்க் ஓன்லி ஒன் போத் ஆர் integral parts what birth and death therefore death also welcome where am I going after all I am merging with ghatakasha is merging with mahakasha idi jeevaatma merging with paramaatma what is there new body fresh body comes so what so what adanalae death is simple death is simple so body is suffering let it suffer Let it suffer. I, the Atma, am ever pure, deathless, birthless. That's why enjoy with the right understanding. Right attitude, right understanding. That is a wise devotion. Now you have got wise devotion today. Blind devotion to wise devotion. That faith is, blind faith is not right devotion. Now the Shastra study is that which converts the blind faith into right devotion, wise devotion. Wise devotion gives peace and happiness. Blind, wrong faiths all give fear. You want which one? That which is causing fear, blind faith you want, or that which gives faith, that which gives peace, happiness, wise devotion you want. How much time you need? 1 week to decide or 1 second? Now here itself you decide. So how beautiful Bhagavan's teaching. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹ ஓம்